This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
This Jesus guy is alive, and that's the message that we proclaim today. In basic English, this Jesus guy is alive, and he's alive forevermore. And the most important thing in the universe, get this, is for you to find him. Think with me, just from a standpoint of logic. If for a moment you can agree that Jesus Christ is who he claimed to be, he claimed to be the way, the truth, and the life. He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. If anyone dies and they believe in me, they're still alive. If those claims are true, wouldn't it make sense just from a logical point of view to say, I need to find that person? I need to connect my future, my past, everything about me, and attach it to him, the one who is the resurrection and the life. It's the most important thing in the world. And that's why Paul could talk about a changed life. He said, I am what I am by the grace of God. That describes some men in this room whose lives have been changed by the grace of God. That describes some women in this room whose lives have been changed by the power of God. I believe it was May 15th, 1998, that Frank Sinatra died. PBS had referred to Frank Sinatra, Public Broadcasting System, as the voice of the century for the last century. That's quite a tribute to say Frank Sinatra's voice, the voice of the century. And in the newspaper, the morning headline after Frank Sinatra died, wherever he died, if it was in Las Vegas, wherever, California, the headline of the local paper was this: the voice has been silenced. The voice has been silenced. 2,000 years ago, there were people who had nailed Jesus to a tree. There were people that were collaborators in that. There were people that cheered that on and said, crucify him, crucify him. And many people perhaps said, the voice has been silenced, finally. But 3 days later, people came to a tomb to anoint the body. And you heard about this earlier in the service. And the body wasn't there. And because one grave is empty, you have hope. Let me tell you something, and I'm not trying to sound maudlin here or melodramatic, but because one grave is empty, that baby that some of you lost, you're going to see that baby again because of that. Because one grave is empty, those of you that have lost a parent, you have the capability of seeing that parent again because one tomb, one grave is empty because he lives. The Bible says this, we shall live also. Folks, everyone in this room, you have a brush with death every day. It's called getting up in the morning. That's a brush with death for some of you. Looking at yourself in the mirror, brush with death. But you know what I mean. In other words, life is such that every day we have a brush with death. I have this theory that some of us in life have had days where we came that close to ending our life and we didn't even know it. One wrong turn on the freeway. Things can happen so quickly in life, and we don't even know it. I didn't know for 3 years that I almost walked into the moving propeller of an airplane. Had no idea until somebody told me 3 years later, Randy, you don't know this, but you almost died that day. But I just stopped and walked in another direction. And I never knew it. And the fact that I didn't know it didn't change the reality that I almost was killed that day. And my point is this, not trying to be dramatic, is that we all walk on the edge of eternity. Only the ice for some people in this room is a little thinner than others, but we're all walking on ice. We're all walking on ice.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.